那没有冷气。
Like, I told them that there was no air conditioning at camp.
他很喜欢来。
He really wanted to come.
又很怕。
But he was scared too.
所以我们就告诉 David 说 ，David， 你喜欢去看中国人的话，你要好好祷告。
I told David, if you want to see Chinese, then you pray about it.
哦、oh, ，他当然是祷告啦，我们就祷告啦。那他一方面呢？实在要我们相信说 David 来这里啊，没有发生事情，很难相信。
So he prayed and prayed, and it's very hard to believe that David can come here without any problem.
可是昨天晚上睡了一个晚上。
And last night he slept for the whole night.
没有问题。
No problem.
虽然很难相信的、啊，你现在看到没有问题，你不得不相信的。
So even though it's hard to believe, but now you've seen it, then you must believe.
Yeah.
Same way.
我刚才说了，犹太人要相信耶稣是神、啊、非常非常困难。
I just said that it's very hard for a Jew to believe in Jesus.
可是当他看到很多的证据的时候，哎，他们就不得不相信了。
But after they've seen all these evidence, they must believe.
我要给各位看一些历史上的一些证据。
I'd like to give you some of these evidence.
有一个罗马的历史家
，There is a Jewish, Roman historian.
他在他历史上写
，In this.
差不多是公元49年的时候
About 49 AD
就是耶稣钉死十字架以后超过十几年15年还不到十几年
About more than 10 years after Jesus Christ had died
那个时候在罗马首都啊罗马的地方啊
At that time in Rome
已经有一大堆的犹太人相信耶稣是神
There were already a group of Jewishpeople who believe that Jesus Christ is God.
但那里啊，那里这些信耶稣的犹太人跟没有相信耶稣的犹太人啊，常常争论。
And in Rome, the group who believes and the group who doesn't believe, those Jews always quarrel among them.
所以他们争论的很厉害。
And they had a lot of conflict.
结果啊，不得不罗马皇帝 Claudius.
And the Roman Emperor Claudius.
这个罗马皇帝 Claudius 这个人啊，实在是可以说是本来是一个非常的可以说是什么。Open-minded， 他就是他给人家宗教非常的自由，他绝不干涉人家的宗教。
Claudius is a very open-minded emperor. He never interfered with other.
可是因为在罗马那地方，犹太人呢、啊，信耶稣和不信耶稣犹太人呢、啊，他们吵得很厉害。
But there were the quarreling between the two groups of Jews were so great.
所以不得不这个罗马皇帝 Claudius 就把犹太人呢、啊、赶掉了，从这个罗马城把他赶掉了。
So、Claudius had to expel them from the city.
所以那个时候才那个圣经告诉我们说，这个白希腊跟亚希腊就离开罗马，后来到哥林多碰见了保罗，就在那个时候。
That's why Priscilla and Aquila had to leave Rome and they met with Paul somewhere else.
那这个罗马历史家讲啊，他说罗马皇帝 Claudius 把犹太人从罗马赶出去，原因是什么呢？就是因为犹太人呢为这个 Christos 吵架。
Roman historian recorded that the reason for Claudius expelling of the Jews was that someone called Crestus had caused them to quarrel.
今天所有的学历史的人呢，大家都晓得，这个 Crestus 这个本来就是 Christ 的字，他的写错。
All you historians would know that the word Crestus is the word Christ today.
所以就表示啊，从不相信耶稣的历史家表示看到说，当时。虽然犹太人很难相信耶稣，可是已经有那么多的人在罗马，有那么多可以说将近一半或者一半以上的在罗马的犹太人的人口相信了耶稣是神。
So there were almost half the Jewish population in Rome who had already believed that Jesus Christ is God.
还有，保罗啊，在哥林多前书第十六章啊，讲了很多的话以后，最后保罗写了一句话。
Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, he said a lot of things and added this sentence.
他说保罗说啊，我是现在亲笔写信问你们安。
He said, I'm writing to you from my own pen.
如果有人不爱主啊，他可咒可诅。
And cursed be the one who does not love God.
那底下他用了一个字 Maranatha.
And he said, Maranatha.
Maranatha 这个字啊，是希腊文吗？不是。
This word Maranatha is not Greek.
这个字事实上是一个犹太人所用的 Aramaic， 就是阿兰文的，把它写出来的。
It's actually written in Aramaic. Aramaic.
请问各位啊，这个字是不是英文
？Is this English? This word?
这写的英文嘛，对不对
？This is written in English, isn't it?
你问美国人，美国人不懂。
If you ask an American, he will not understand that.
因为这个平安，这个是我们中国话。
Because 平安 is just a transliteration.
对不对 ？OK， Maranatha 这个字啊，就是犹太人所用的亚鲁。
So Maranatha is actually Aramaic。
它的意思是什么呢？就是说，我们的主，请你来 ，Our Lord come， 是一个祷告。
And it means Our Lord come. It is a prayer.
就是说啊，肉在当时犹太人里面所说的肉是什么？肉就是耶和华。
Lord equals to Jehovah。
换句话说，从这里我们可以看到啊，当时的犹太人呢，已经把耶稣当作耶和华。
So we can see from this that the Jews at that time had already equated Lord Jesus Christ with Jehovah。
在第一世纪的时候，已经有很多的犹太人把耶稣当作神。
In the second century, there were a lot of Jews who already treat Jesus Christ as God。
我们再看啊，还有最近呢、啊。在耶路撒冷的附近啊，考古学家找到一个很有趣的一个考古的一个证据。
And recently around Jerusalem, archaeologists have found a very interesting evidence.
希伯来大学的考古学或者历史系的一个 professor Skinnick 找到了在耶路撒冷的附近呢、啊，找到一个很奇怪，很妙的东西。
Professor Skinnick from Hebrew University found something very interesting.
他就找到一个坟墓。
He found a piece of red wood.
坟墓 ，a grave.
A grave.
那个坟墓啊，那个 tomb， 一个 grave 啊，那个坟墓里面呢、啊，根本从来没有人动过。
And the tomb had not been touched at all by any other.
后来他把那个坟墓打开。
So he opened up this grave.
打开以后，他发现里面有很多的这个 coin， 很多的什么银币的当时钱币在那里。
He found a lot of coins at that time.
啊，经过很多详细我不讲了，就是说从各方面的证据，他们知道啊。这个坟墓啊，差不多是在主后50年左右，埋葬的一个坟墓。
And from the evidence they could estimate that it was about the grave was it was put together around 50 years A.D.
那就说耶稣死过世以后将近还不到20年。
It's about 20 years after Jesus Christ.
那在这个坟墓里面呢、啊，他们打开以后啊，把找到5个石棺。就是说用石头做的棺材。
They found 10 stone coffins in that tomb.
那里面呢，其中啊有两个棺材啊，有两个棺石，应该说不是棺材，是棺石，就用石头的棺材啊，特别很有意思。
And there were two stone coffins that were most interesting among the.
其中啊有一个是用那个希腊文刻的。
One of them were carved, and there were some Hebrew carved on it.
耶稣，求你帮助他。
It was carved Jesus.Please help him.
还有另外一个
，In another one，
写什么呢
？What was written on it？
耶稣
，Jesus，
求你使他复活。
Please resurrect him。
表示什么
？What does that mean？
就是耶稣过世还不到20年之内。
That's to say within 20 years after Jesus died。
甚至在耶路撒冷那个地方啊
，Even within around Jerusalem，
已经有很多的犹太人已经相信了耶稣是神。
There were already a lot of Jews who had believed that Jesus Christ is。
他们向耶稣祷告。
They were praying to Jesus。
那有些人甚至求耶稣使他从死里复活。
Some people even were praying to God, praying to Jesus that He will resurrect the dead.
我刚才说啊，犹太人要来相信耶稣神有那么多的困难。
I just mentioned that it is so difficult for a Jew to believe in Jesus.
可是因为在耶稣身上，他就是神的证据那么多啊，使犹太人不得不相信他果然就是神。
But the evidence is so much on Jesus Christ that they have to believe that He is God.
我给各位再看另外一方面的一些事。
Let me give you some more things.
耶稣基督还没有生下来以前呢。
Before Jesus Christ was born.
差不多耶稣还没有生下来700多年前。
700 some years before He was born.
一些先知啊就已经开始预言到耶稣一生的很多事。
Some prophets were already prophesying about Jesus Christ.
有很多人呢，特别在这个方面有研究的。
There were some people who had done analysis.
他们说啊，在旧约圣经关于耶稣基督有300多个预言。
They said in the Old Testament there were 300 some prophecies concerning Jesus Christ.
那这300多个预言呢，一个一个都应验在耶稣基督的身上。
All 300 some of them were they came true on Jesus Christ.
我只给各位看两个比较很特殊的，不是就很 typical， 就是说两个例子。
I'll give you two typical examples.
米迦书第5章2节这么说
In the book of Micah,
白列和以法他你在犹大诸城中为小将来必有一位从你那里出来在以色列中为我掌权的 他的根源从根骨从太初就有。
And he's saying, Bethlehem, you are the smallest city in Judah. But one day from your place, there will be, in Israel, someone who will take authority for me. His roots come from past. He is there right from the beginning.
各位啊，到底你将来有没有一个孩子，你都不知道。
You won't even know whether you have a kid or not in the future.
好，我不要讲你，讲我自己好了。啊，不好意思。
I won't refer to you. I just talk about myself.
我将来有没有一个孙子，我都不知道。
I'm not sure whether I will have a grandchild.
那要你要问我说我的孙子要生在哪里，我更没有办法知道。
Then you ask me where do you think your grandchild is going to be born?
如果有孙子的话，可能在二三十年，我可能会有孙子。就二三十年以后的事，我都不知道。
So it is.I may have a grandchild 20 or 30 years later. I won't even know that.
可是这位先知在耶稣还没有出生的将近八百年前呢，已经非常仔细的把耶稣要出生的地方很仔细的写的详详细细。
But about 800 some years before Christ was born, this prophet had already put down where he'll be born. Know that.
如果不是神把这些信息啊告诉这个先知了，先知哪里会知道
？If God had not told these truths to the prophet, how would the prophet know?
还有另外一个原因。
Another example.
也差不多耶稣还没有生下的七百多年前。
And it's also written about 700 some years before.
以赛亚书就有这么多。
In the book of Isaiah.
提到耶稣。
When it referred to Jesus Christ.
他虽然未行强暴。
Even though he was not violent.
口中有没有诡诈。
And he did not use trickery with his mouth.
人还使他与恶人同埋。
People still buried him together with the wicked.
水子死的时候与财主同葬。
Who would know that after he died, he would be buried together with the rich?
实际上，英文比较好的翻译是这样。我不是说他翻译不好，我就是说英文呐、啊，这个翻呐、啊、比中文翻的好一点。
English
translation. 所以那个说什么呢？这里中文翻成说，人还使他与恶人同埋啊。事实上，意思就是说 ，they assign him his grave with criminal.
That was the meaning.
对、okay. ，那里说阿善意思就是什么了？并不是说他跟恶人埋在一起，不是，就说人家指定他，你应该到那里去，可是他没去。
That's to say that they directed him towards that grave, but he didn't go.
为什么缘故？因为耶稣是被钉十字架的。
Because Jesus Christ had been nailed on the cross.
那如果你晓得罗马法律的话啊，一些被钉十字架的人死掉，他的尸体啊，没有任何一个人可以动他。
According to Roman law, a person who has been nailed on the cross after he had died, nobody can touch him.
被钉十字架的人的尸体啊，是罗马政府的财产。
The body of that person is a property of the Roman government.
不过呢，他们不是拿财产说哦，我这么很有钱呢、啊，我有一百个尸体，不是这个。
But they don't mean that I'm very rich. I have 100 bodies.
他所说的就是说，哎，你这个尸体，你不能乱动动它。
What they mean is you cannot touch this body at all.
他们在耶路撒冷附近有一个地方啊，专门把这个钉死十字架的尸体啊丢在另外一个地方啊，就特别一个地方。
They have a special place where they put these bodies.
所以他们把耶稣抓去钉十字架 ，by the very fact they put Jesus crucified him. 就他们把耶稣钉十字架这样事情啊，他们就已经 assign 他的坟墓要跟恶人在一起，对不对
？In other words, the fact that they were going to nail him to the cross means that of course they have assigned him that place where they're going to put him.
因为本来这被钉十字架的人都是一些坏人，坏人的尸体应该丢在那里。
Only criminals are nailed to the cross, and of course criminals will be put together.
可是圣经说谁知道
？But then the Bible said who knows?
等到耶稣果然死掉的时候啊，耶稣的尸体没有跟恶人埋在一起。
And after Jesus had died, he was not buried with the criminals.
因为有一位财主，就是亚历马大六世，把耶稣埋葬他自己的坟墓里面。
Because there was a rich man called Joseph of Arimathea, he let Jesus lay in his own grave.
可是、啊、他要把这个耶稣的身体拿去埋葬啊，不是那么简单。
But it's not that easy for him to be able to get that body and to bury it.
除非罗马政府啊准许他不可以随便把耶稣的身体埋葬。
Unless permission is given to him by the Roman government, he cannot just bury Jesus Christ.
可是很妙的呀，就是不相信神的罗马政府的总督比拉多啊，居然让这个 阿里马塔的右侧啊，把耶稣的尸体埋葬他那个坟墓里面。
But amazingly, Pontius Pilate, the governor, let Joseph take the body of Christ and bury it.
所以你看，圣经啊，这件事情还没有发生以前的，
来啊，在他在地上工作的时候，他在加百农的地方啊，行了很多的、很多的这个神迹。
When Jesus Christ himself was in Capernaum, he performed a lot of.
那你说，耶稣在诸城中行了许多异能。Okay, Jesus performed many miracles in several cities. 可是那些人呢？那些城的人呢？不悔改。But these people did not repent. 后来耶稣就咒诅他。
So Jesus cursed them.
他说：“哥拉信呐、啊，你有祸了。”
Corazon, you are going to have.
Bethsaida, you have trouble too.
Bethsaida,
you have trouble too. 加百农啊，你已经升到天上，你将要升到天上吗？我告诉你，将来你必堕落到阴间。
Capernaum, you think you're going to be raised to heaven, but you're actually going to go down to hell.
这是耶稣的预言。
This is the prophecy of Jesus.
好，耶稣讲这预言的时候，加百农是什么地方
？And when Jesus was saying this, where was Capernaum?
加百农就是当时加利海海边的一个最大、最什么最繁荣的一个城市。
Capernaum was one of the most prosperous cities along the coast of Galilee.
在那里是当时的这个打鱼的渔夫的渔港，是一个很大的渔港。
It was a big fishing port for the fishermen.
不但是这样
，Not only that.
而且就是古代的，可以说是十大海 Interstate 的海运从那里经过。
And it was a crossroad.
那你所说的是说有很大，你要从北边的以色列北边跟埃及做生意啊，你一定要从那里经过。
Which if you want to do business with Egypt, you must go through that place.
所以加百农是一个当时的一个非常繁荣的一个城市。
So Capernaum was a very prosperous city.
可是耶稣咒诅了他。
But Jesus Christ cursed it.
你今天到加百农去看。
Today you go to Capernaum.
情况完全不一样。
It is totally different now.
差不多十一个月以前的，我到那边去。去年的七月
，about last year July。
今天你到加百农去看到什么东西
？What do you see when you go there？
加百农、哥拉信、白塞在那个地方，现在一片什么东西？比我们这个 Saint Mary 这个地方啊更荒凉。
All three places are even more deserted than Camp Saint Mary。
什么都没有。
There's nothing there.
根本没有人住在那里。
Nobody's living there anymore.
只有一个小小的房子啊，就是罗马天主教的一个 monastery 等等，修道院在那里。
There's a little Roman Catholic monastery in there.
啊，那个修道院的也很少。
And there's nobody, and it's very few people.
你到那边可以看到啊，过古时候加百农的繁荣。
You go there, you can see hints of prosperity in the past.
可是现在完全荒废掉。
But it is totally rubbles now.
耶稣的预言。成就在今天，我们可以去看。
This prophecy is fulfilled today.
我再讲一个。
I'll give you another.
耶稣说啊，耶路撒冷一定要受外邦人的审判，直到外邦人的日期满了。
Jesus Christ said that Jerusalem will come under Gentile ruling.
后来啊，有一个皇帝，罗马的皇帝啊，就是 Emperor Julian。这个皇帝啊，有一天呢，他看到圣经说，哎，圣经说耶路撒冷要受外邦人审判。
And there was
知道外邦的日期满了。
There was a Roman Emperor Julian who read in the scriptures and said one day, the time of the Gentiles will come to pass.
Well, Jerusalem will under the control of Gentiles until the time of Gentiles be fulfilled. Okay, that's the prophecy of Jesus. 耶稣这么说啊。那有一个 Emperor Julian 看到这句话说，嘿嘿，你看耶稣你这个乱吹，我要做一件事情啊，说你所说的预言啊不能够实现。
So the emperor said, Jesus, you're just bluffing. I'm going to do something so that your prophecy will never be fulfilled.
我有权柄。
I have the authority.
所以他就命令他的军队。
So he ordered his army.
命令他的部下，他底下的人啊。
Ordered the people under him.
然后你们到耶路撒冷去。
So you go to Jerusalem.
你在耶路撒冷去啊，给我盖造耶路撒冷的圣殿，盖起来。
And you go there and you construct the temple.
你这一盖，耶稣的预言就落空了。
If you build that temple, then Jesus Christ's prophecy will not come to pass.
我这样可以向全世界的人宣布，耶稣是假的，你们根本不要信他。
So I can announce the whole world that Jesus Christ is a fake. You don't have to believe him.
很妙的是什么
？What happened?
Gibbon, 一个罗马历史家 Gibbon 这么说。
There's a Roman historian Gibbon.
这是一个人呢、啊，他写这个罗马帝国的兴亡史的。日本这个人呢、啊，他写了这么一段历史。
He wrote such an account.
当时啊，罗马皇帝派去的这些人呢、啊，他们想开始要重新建造圣殿。
And the people who were sent out by that emperor tried to rebuild.
他们就就开始挖掘，想要打地基。
And they tried to dig and tried to build a foundation.
那时候他说他们发现了一个花火。
And they found a spark, a fire.
他们吓了一跳。
And they were scared.
就不敢盖圣殿，直到今天。
They didn't dare to build the temple.
今天圣殿没有人盖。
Today the temple has not been built.
我在耶路撒冷的时候问那些以色列那些人说什么时候会圣殿会再重新被盖造起来。
I asked the Jews in Jerusalem, when are you going to rebuild your temple?
他们说不可能。
They said it's impossible.
为什么？
Why?
有两个理由。
Two reasons.
因为从前圣殿那个地方，现在这一个是亚拉伯人呢，在那个地方盖了一个回教的一个 mosque， 回教的什么东西，回教的会堂在那里。
The Arabs have built a mosque on that site.
所以如果你要重新盖圣殿的话，你要把那个亚拉伯的回教的那个会堂扯下来。
So to rebuild the temple, you must first pull down that mosque.
那你这个事情一扯下来啊，那事情大了。
Once you destroy that mosque.
所以犹太人的政治家不敢去动他。
那
当然，犹太人有一些非常的热心的说：“我不管了、啊，反正我是城内选民，我要在那里建盖圣殿。”有些人这么说的，对不对？有些犹太人会这样。
Still, there are some radical Jews who say that I don't care. We can build the temple. We can pull that mosque down.
可是、啊、这些热心的犹太人呢、啊，就是 Orthodox Jews 啊，他们不敢到那边去。
Those Jews, they don't dare to go there.
不是因为他们怕回教徒。
Not because they're afraid of the Muslims.
他们怕什么呢？
What are they afraid of?
他们怕说我上到那边去啊，我不晓得从前的住圣所在什么地方。我在上面走的时候，我如果不小心去踏进了住圣所，那神咒诅我了，所以他们不敢上去。
The reason is that they don't know where the Holy of Holies is. And if they go there and walk around and accidentally touch the Holy of Holies,And God will curse them, and they don't want to do that.
所以 Orthodox Jews 就是那些正统的犹太人不敢到那边去，不敢上去。
So Orthodox Jews don't dare to go there.
所以目前没有人敢到那边去盖圣殿。
So nobody dares to go out there to build.
好，最后我讲一个例子。
The lastly an example.
耶稣基督是神呐、啊，不但从历史方面去看了、啊，从刚才我所在各方面去看了、啊，还有另外一件事我们可以看。
There's another thing we can look at.
圣经告诉我们说啊，耶稣被钉十字架那个时候啊。天地黑暗了将近三个小时。
Bible tells us that when Jesus Christ was nailed on a cross, the heavens and earth were dark.
啊，就是很多人说啊，你圣经都是吹牛，我何必听他
？And some say, well, that's just a lot of false talk. I don't have.
可是我们却有圣经以外的证据，历史圣经来印证这件事。
So we have historical evidence outside of the Bible to give us.
太晚了，对不对？好，这里啊，我忘记把它盖起来。就是、啊、有一个撒玛利亚的历史家叫做撒鲁斯。
There's a man called Saluz. He's a Samaritan historian.
差不多公元52年的时候，在罗马写罗马历史。
AD 52, he started writing Rome history.
在那个时候，他讲啊，他说耶稣被钉十字架那个时候啊，曾经发生了一个很大的 solar eclipse。日食。
He said that when Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross, there was a great solar eclipse.
后来 Flavian 以后也这么讲。
And later a man called Flavian.
就很多历史家讲到这件事。
A lot of historians refer to that incident.
就说耶稣被钉十字架时候发生很大的日食。
So when Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross, there was a great.
我们要来判断这个证据。
And we must judge this evidence.
如果耶稣钉十字架的时候没有发生什么事情的话，他们绝不会讲说入死，对不对？
If nothing happened when Christ was nailed on the cross, they will not put that down and say that it is.
就是说，他们说那个时候发生入死啊，至少表示在耶稣钉十字架的那个时候，哎，天空起了一个奇怪的大变化。
At least they put this account down, saying that the climate, the weather changed when Jesus Christ was nailed.
所以就表示说啊，耶稣被钉十字架的时候，实在就很大的、很大的奇怪的事情发生。
That's
就天地黑暗了，事实上。
Meant to say that a lot of things happened when Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross.
可是他们说这个并不是什么神迹，这只是说就日食而已，日食而已。
They explained this as an eclipse and not a miracle.
可是各位朋友们啊。科学越发达，科学越进步，能够更把圣经的很多的奥妙的东西啊，把它表现出来。
But the more advanced science becomes, the more they can explain, they can express the amazing things in the Bible.
耶稣被钉十字架的时候，就是犹太历的十四号。
When Jesus nailed on the cross, it was the 14th day of the Jewish calendar.
那犹太人的历史，犹太历啊，就是跟我们中国用的那种太阴历一样，就是以月亮来看他们的这个日历。月历
calendar is the same as the Chinese lunar calendar.
那每一个阴历的十四号是哪一天？
What is the 14th day according to the lunar calendar?
是什么？是没有月亮，是不是？
That day there's
是月圆。
There's
月满，对不对？月满。
The moon is full.
那月满的时候，月在哪一边？这是太阳，这个地球。
That's the sun. That's Earth. Where's the moon when it is full?
月满的时候，月亮是在这边，对不对？
It's over there when it's full.
那月亮在这边呢，会不会产生日食？
And if the moon is over at that side, will an eclipse happen?
你要产生日食的时候，就月亮在这里，对不对？
If an eclipse is gonna happen, then the moon should be over there.
所以在月圆的时候啊，月亮在这边。
So when the moon is the fullest, it's going to be on the other side.
所以如果你说在月圆的时候产生日食，那才是神迹。
So if you're gonna say that during when the moon is fullest and an eclipse happens, that's a miracle itself.
所以我说，不管你怎么说啊，你没有办法逃掉这个神迹。
So regardless how you say it, you can't escape this miracle.
就说耶稣基督。
That is Jesus Christ.
过世被钉十字架的时候，甚至到天地起了这种大的变化。
That is to say, when he was nailed on the cross, the heavens and the earth had a great change.
各位朋友们，从历史上我们可以找到很多啊这种圣经是可信的证据。
From history, we can see a lot of evidence supporting the Bible.
让我们知道耶稣基督果然就是神。
We can see that Jesus Christ is God.
可是耶稣基督这个神来到世界的目的做什么？
So what was his purpose when he came to earth?
来是要使你得到恩典。
Is to let you receive the grace.
我希望今天晚上或者明天早上，在还有至少我还讲2堂，这2堂当中啊，能够跟各位讲的耶稣基督带给我们的福分更详细。
And tonight and tomorrow, I'd like to tell you the blessings that Jesus Christ can give us.
不过如果各位啊，在晚上或者明天早上以前呢、啊，如果你有什么问题、有什么事情、啊，想要跟我谈谈，我非常愿意跟你谈。
But if you have some questions before those two sermons, and you want to talk to me, I'm very willing to talk to you.
甚至到现在，你就是说 ，OK， 我看了你手上那么多的证据啊，哎呀，耶稣果然是神的话，我应该好好考虑我的前途。
Maybe you say that, okay, after listening to what I said this morning, you want to reconsider your future.
你真的愿意就说聚会完以后跟我谈谈，我非常愿意。
And you want to talk to me after this meeting? I'm very happy to do so.
所以啊，我在我们当中走来走去。
So I will be, mingling.
I'll be around. 所以啊，如果请各位不要客气，如果你有问题找我，各位谈不可以。
So please don't feel bashful. Just come up with me.
当然，下午有一段这个问题解答时间了，你要 challenge 不可以。
There's going to be a question and answer session this afternoon. You want to challenge me, it's okay.
我这个人非常 open-minded.
I'm open-minded.
所以你要 challenge 不可以。
You want to challenge me, it's okay.
Okay, 我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我们感谢你的恩典。
Father, we thank you for your grace.
你真是爱我们。
You loved us so.
你来到世界上。
You came to this earth.
要给我们，带给我们你的救恩。
You want to give us your salvation.
你不但是这样，你更是给我们看到很多我们的主耶稣基督是神的证据。
Also, let us see lots of evidence that Jesus Christ is Lord.
主啊，我们真是恳求你能够帮助我们每一位朋友们。
So we ask that you help everyone.
好好的思考这很重要的问题。
And think about this important question.
咱们再找一天，他们能够接受我们的主为他们个人的主。
One day they can accept our Lord as their personal Lord.
能够丰丰满满的经验到我们所经验的救恩。
They can abundantly experience our salvation.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We ask this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.